こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、先週木曜日、タンブラーに投稿されたあるドレスの写真が世界中で大きな話題となりました。写真に写っているドレスの色が青と黒なのか白と金なのか、人によって見え方が真っ二つに分かれ、人々は混乱し、ネット上はこのドレスの話題で持ちきりとなりました。専門家によると、私たちの脳は物に当たっている光の色を推測して、それを取り除く作業をすることで正しい色を識別しており、その作業に微妙な個人差があるということです。国立衛生研究所のドクターエミリー・チューは、正常な視覚を持つ人々の中でここまで意見が分かれる画像は30年間の自分のキャリアで一度も見たことがない、この画像を使って色覚の仕組みを解明できたら面白いことになるでしょうと語りました。
Last week, an image of a dress uploaded on Tumblr went viral as people debated its true color. People were divided on social media over whether the dress was black and blueor white and gold. According to experts, there are differences in the way that people perceive colors using the cones in the eye that have led to the divided opinion on this dress. Dr. Emily Chu, an ophthalmologist at the National Institute of Health, said that in more than 30 years, she has not come across an image that has received a divided response like this one has. She also added that it would be interesting to use this image to learn more about the pathways of how we understand color.
そう、先週末すごいこれ話題になって、もうネット見たら全部このドレスの話してるみたいな感じだったんだけど、セレブとかもみんなこれに関してコメントして、私は白と金にしか見えなくて、最初
Same for me
ね、本当は青と黒なんだよね
So, but does this happen in person or is it just the photograph?
It's just this particular photographそうで、青と黒なのか白と金なのかっていう、あまりにも全然違う色だから、みんなすごい混乱して世界中で、mm. ソーシャルメディアとかですごい拡散されてたんだけど、だから本当にこう目に見えるもの全部が真実ってわけじゃないんだなって思ってびっくりした、
yeah.
なんか白と金にしか見えないじゃんみたいな、青と黒とか意味が分かんないんですけどみたいな感じだったけど、そう見えてる人の方が実際は、まあ、正しいというかね、
うん、
色の正しさで言うとそっちの方が正しかったみたいな。
Wasn't it like some 70% of people thought it was white and gold?
Really?
Something like that, yeah. I think white and gold was actually the more common response.
Oh, I had no idea. でもだから白と金って見えちゃってる人の方がコーンがちゃんと働いてないってことでしょ、だって、まあ、ある意味
if you do an eyedropper pick on that color on the computer、mm. what does it tell you?
I don't know.
Because the computer is going to have some way to classify that one way or another、
oh,
without
yeah, yeah.
using its you know having to use a retina.
いや、right. そうね、だからなんか暗闇に弱い人は白と金に見えるみたいなこと書いてあった、huh. で暗闇に強い人はもともとの色が見えるから黒と青に見える、
mm.
これ見てない人は青と黒のドレスとか、まあ、英語だったら black and blue dress とかググったらもう一瞬でその写真出てくるから、見てみると多分うちらが今何言ってるかすぐ分かると思うんだけど。
Do you have good night vision?
No
No?
God, no, no. 全然見えないよ、私夜。
Hmm. I've told you this before, but I can't focus certain colors at night.
Yeah. 言ってたね。
Like violet or blue or any of the higher frequency lights. They just don't focus.
あとこの間さ、なんか
If someone knows what that is, I would like them to tell me.
そうだね。Well.If there's any expert who's listening to this, please help yeah, Michael.
お願いします。
この間記事で青っていう色を人間が識別し始めたのがすごい最近だみたいな、実は、のがあって、その古代エジプトとかさ、そういろんな書物が残ってるわけじゃん。その中でだいたい緑とか 紫っていう言葉は出てくるんだけど青っていうのが一個も出てこないんだって。で空の色とかも青っていう概念を持ってない人に聞くと空って何色だろう白とかみたいな感じでなんていうの
青っていう、 This is really weird to me.
そう青っていうコンセプトがなくてだから濃い緑とか薄い緑とかなんていうのそのスペクトラムはあるけど
So which is 濃い緑 blue?
I don't know. It's just I think they thought that まあ緑の延長線の色ぐらいにしか思ってなかったんじゃない多分だから青っていう言葉ができて初めて青を識別できるようになった人間が、
mm. well,
これは緑と違う色なんだ
Japan is weird with this too.
そうおばあちゃんとかってさ青信号のことをさあ違う緑のこと青っていう
Well everyone says it's like 青信号 But it's not It's green
そうそうそうそうそうそうだそうなんか面白いよねでも
But if you say that to a westerner They'll have no They don't You know They'll think that 青 means green
Yeah 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 そうね青信号か緑信号かみたいな
Yeah
Yeah it's really interesting でもこの写真は本当に頭おかしくなったかと思った自分のだからこういうのを見ると本当に自分の目とか自分が当たり前だって思ってることとか自分が真実だって信じてることなんてそんなに大して信じられないなって思わない
Well, haven't we talked about the there's like the mantis shrimp that can see way more colors
yeah.
than we can
yeah.
and most a lot of animals don't see as many colors as we do for example、
mm.
like dogs are colorblindAnd I don't know. It's just, I guess people could see things differently, but have yeah. the same names for them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So things might look different. I don't know if this is true, but things could look different to other people.
Yeah, yeah. それ
like women have more cones
right, right.
Than rods, or more, the ratio is higher.Versus compared to men、mm. I mean so men have better night vision、mm. but women can see color better
それよくなんか哲学の話とかで出てこない同じ赤色を見てても何赤だねとはもちろんお互い思ってるけど実は違う色に見えてるかもしれないけど名前とその色は一致してるから、
mm.
それにみんな気づいてないだけかもしれないみたいなでもそれ確かめようがないからみたいなねよくあるよね話
Try explaining color to someone who's been blind from birth
Yeah
Like what do you say? Like、
ね、
you can't explain it at all
ね無理無理
It looks different Like our language is really confined to the context of experience
Yeah yeah
you know?
そうだねそうこのドレスのはでも It was pretty trippyしかも結構さ何本当国をまたいで世界的に話題になってたから面白いよねなんとなくつながってるなって思ったなんかこんなたった一枚の写真がこんな一瞬にして週末マイケルが旅行行ってる間に
I had no idea
そう広がってたっていうね実は、次名古屋に住む26歳のアメリカ人女性キャリー・ラッセルさんが処方された薬をアメリカから送ってもらったところ日本の警察によって麻薬密輸の罪で逮捕・拘束されるという事態になっています、ADD 注意欠陥障害を持つラッセルさんは過去20年間アデロールを服用してきました日本ではアデロールが違法であることを知らず先月韓国から日本に引っ越す際に医師である自分の母親から3ヶ月分を送ってもらいました母親は薬が盗まれるのを防ぐためおよび精神疾患に対する偏見が根強い日本でのラッセルさんのプライバシーの観点から頭痛薬であるタイレノールのボトルに移し替えていましたラッセルさんの両親はボトルを移し替えたことで警察からより怪しまれている可能性があると話しましたまた警察が米大使館に逮捕の件を伝えていなかったためラッセルさんが24時間行方不明の状態になり信じられない気持ちです日本ほど発展している国でこのような仕打ちを受けることになるとは考えもしませんでしたとコメントを出しています今後有罪となった場合10年以下の懲役になる可能性がありますラッセルさんは現在独房監禁状態に置かれており地元オレゴン州の政治家たちが日本政府に対し釈放を求めています
A 26-year-old American woman named Carrie Russell has been jailed after local authorities issued drug smuggling charges against her for prescription medication shipped to her by her doctor. Carrie Russell has attention deficit disorder and has been taking the drug Adderall for 20 years. She had 3 months' worth of the drug shipped to her by her doctor, who is also her mother, following her move to Japan from Korea last month. Supposedly, her mother had put the medication in a Tylenol bottle to avoid theft and for privacy reasons. It is likely that the police found this to be suspicious. Following her arrest, the police did not inform the U.S. Embassy, so she was essentially listed as missing for 24 hours. Her father made the following statement: "We're left in a state of disbelief. We would never imagine something like this assaulting us from a civilized country like Japan." If she is convicted, she could face up to 10 years in prison. Currently, she is being held in solitary confinement, and politicians in Oregon are working to get her released.
そう、アデロールってアメリカだとね、もうあの ADD の人はほとんどこれ処方されてるんじゃないかと思うんだけど。
Well, they prescribe this to children in the United States, like,
そうだよね。
あの、like candy.
で、あ、日本ではこれアデロールってアンフェタミンなんだけど、日本だとアンフェタミンが覚醒剤に指定されてるから、まあ所持ももちろんダメだし、こうやって国外から国内に持ち込むのももちろんダメっていうことになってて、あのアンフェタミンってあれなんだよね、アメリカとか国際的にはスケジュール2に入ってるから、その乱用の危険性はあるけれども医療価値がまあすごく大きい、中から極大って書いてあるけど、そうでも日本だと多分覚醒剤に指定されてるってことは、だから医療価値がないものとして、クラス分けされているのかな、多分分かんないけど。
Is there a Japanese alternative to this drug? Like what are people prescribed in Japan for ADHD or ADD?
リタリンともう一個なんか忘れちゃった、2種類あって、でももちろんあのアンフェタミンが入ってない別のやつ。そうで韓国もね、なんか実はアデロールダメらしいんだけど、彼女はその、まあ、名古屋に引っ越す前韓国に住んでて、その時はもういつもお母さんに送ってもらってたみたいなの、だからもちろん多分違法って知らずに普通にお母さん送ってって言って飲んでて、で韓国で大丈夫だったから日本も普通にね大丈夫だろうっていうか、そんなこと多分考えもせずに送ってもらったらこんなことになっちゃった。でしかも名古屋から東京に遊びに来て、東京で友達とレストランでご飯食べてる時にスーツ の警察の人がいっぱい来て逮捕されたらしくて、すごくない？名古屋から東京なんか大捕り物みたいなさ、そうだからあのまあアメリカ、日本は多分アデロールそんな聞いたことないからあれかもしれないけど、アメリカ人からしたら多分本当の驚きじゃない？
Well, it's very,
アデロールでこんなこんな仕打ちみたいな。
Well, it's a very powerful drug. I've never taken it, but I know a lot of people who would take Adderall on a somewhat regular basis. A lot of students take Adderall in order to prepare for exams and stuff. It makes you extremely productive and focused.
そう、大学生とかで乱用するケースが多いみたいなので、よくね、アメリカでも問題になってはいるんだけど、まあ、ただその本当に治療として必要、治療というか対症療法とかとして必要で飲んでる人は、ね、これがないと困っちゃうわけだから、今捕まってる間にさ、その代わりとなるものをもらえてるのかな。
I doubt it.
なんか
Because they're not assuming that she has it for personal use. They're assuming that she'sSmuggling possibly with the intent to sell.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have 3 months worth, that probably, I mean, don't they classify intent based on quantity?
I think so.
Typically, which is stupid, but I think that's how they do it. Also, the drug scheduling is complete bullshit for anyone that's unfamiliar with it. It makes almost no sense. For example, I believe...even within the U.S., as medicinal cannabis has become a real option in almost, like, isn't it like half the U.S. now? It's spreading quite rapidly.
Yeah.
But it's still listed as a Schedule 1 drug.
Mm.
Which means there is no medical benefit. That's
right,
the
right.
That's what the classification means. And we've discussed the drug scheduling in the past on here, but
it's
pretty nonsense.
知らないで、こう普通に20年間さ毎日飲んできたものをさ、なんか普通に知らずに日本で、まあ、彼女は日本であの英語の先生になる予定だったみたいなんだけど、
うん、
なんかそれでこんなことになったらちょっとかわいそうだよね。
Yeah.
なんかね、
But、この this happens a lot. This is、
yeah.
very common, and there's no good reason for them to for this drug to even be illegal in the first place.
Yeah.ね、しかも独房にさ入れる必要あるのかな。
It's probably just protocol.
なんか最近あのさっきマイケルにも話してたんだけど、あの Orange is the New Black っていう、まあ、本当 の、 あのアメリカ人の女性が、まあ、ある罪を犯して刑務所に入らなきゃいけなくなった1年間の様子を、まあ、ドラマにしたので、すごい今エミー賞とか取って人気のがあるんだけど、そこでね、ついちょうど昨日見たエピソードの中にこの
Is this a spoiler?
Not really. 昨日見たやつの中にこの Solitary Confinement、 この独居房にこう監禁されるっていうシーンがあって、それまであんまり考えたことなかったの。なんかでもなんか Nothing It's like 相当なことしても、だから他人に危害を加えるとかで一時的に入れなくちゃいけないとかは、まあまあまあ仕方ない時もあるとして、あのそうじゃない場合にこういう一人のところにあの狭い部屋に閉じ込めるっていうのはもう頭おかしくなるよ。
Well, it's a form of torture, I think. I really think it's a form of torture because it can be psychologically damaging. I mean, if I did that to someone, if I took you and I put youin a cage,
yeah,
you know, for days by yourself with no interaction with any other people, I would be convicted of some horrible transgression. But when the government does it,
it's fine.
For some stupid reason like this, it's just protocol.
そうなの。なんかその、そうだからこの一人でその独房に監禁するっていうのは、なんか、なんか他人に危害を加えてない場合はもう絶対やめた方がいいんじゃないかと思った。
You know,
なんか意味が分からないもん、そこまでされるようなことしたのかっていう。
So So I was during my little trip, I was on an island called Gili Trawangan.
Yeah.
They have no police there. There's no law enforcement really. And soPeople can do what they want to do.
Right.
And if someone was arrested for bringing some pill over, like, think about, let's say you're on an island and there's like 10 people.
Yeah.
And you guys know each other.
Yeah.
And someone shows up with a pill.
Yeah.
And we're just like, hey, mommy showed up with like this pill. We need to lock her in a cage. It's fucking crazy.
I know,
right? It makes no sense.
So normal.
It's just like when you haveso many people like this, the system gets really weird and stops caring about individuals, and people start getting mistreated. I mean, it was to be on that little island with no police, and people are just taking mushrooms, and everyone's so friendly with each other, and everyone's so chill, and it's about.
So, 本当いつも言ってるけど、なんか10人ぐらいのそれこそ島とか村に置き換えて考えると、どう考えても意味がわからないじゃん、
yeah.
その ADD で苦しんでて薬を毎日飲んでる、である島に来たら急にそれを取り上げられて、もう10年ぐらい刑務所に入れられるかもしれないし、言葉も通じないしっていう中で独房に閉じ込められるみたいな。でしかもこうやってなんていうの、あのエンバシーに連絡してなかったために、その親も誰も24時間そのディプロマッツが彼女の場所を特定できないとか、そんな恐ろしいじゃん普通に考えて、ただこの医者から処方された薬を持ってただけで。だから今後その オリンピックもあるわけでさ、その例えばこういう旅行してる人とか日本に住もうと思ってる人が全部が全部、例えば自分の国でも完全に当たり前のように飲まれてる薬がまさか違法だと思わない人もまあいるじゃん多分。で普通に持ってきちゃう人もいるだろうしさ、なんかどうすんの、
yeah. Well, what's worse for you? What's worse for you? Is taking Adderall worse for you? Or is being locked in a cage worse for you?
Duh.
I mean, it's stupid.
ね、
it's so stupid.
なんか自分が飲むようなのにね、ただ。
You know, people should do research into the war on drugs and what that has really meant.
Yeah, yeah. So,
for countries like the United States, and the information is available. Almost no drugs should be illegal. Almost none of them. And yeah. Probably none of them should be illegal. The consequences of prohibition are tremendously terrible and yeah. far worse than the consequences of having the freedom to, you know, having sovereignty over your own body. If you're an adult, you know, if I want to chug some salt right now, I'll die.
Yeah.
I'll die if I chug some salt. It's so, you know, you can't control people. The only thing it does is it gives drug cartels a source of income.
Yeah. So, 日本人みんなに Orange is the New Black 見てほしい。なんかその、刑務所に入ってるイコール悪い人だからどんな扱いを受けてもいいとかそういうことでは全くないじゃん。普通の人は私と全く同じ。だけど何かしら、一回でも人生の中でチョイスを間違ってしまってたまたまそこに入らなきゃいけなくなっちゃったっていうだけの人なわけで、だから特にこの、ね、ラッセルさんなんかはさ、間違えたも何もね、もうただの知らなかったっていうだけだから。
Yeah, but even if she had brought, you know, whatever on purpose, I don't think this should be done.
But そう、独房はね、私も何にせよやるべきじゃないと思う。そこまでなんか逆にこっちの方がひどい、政府の方がひどいことしていることになっちゃうから。
Yeah.
はい、次。 WHO は音楽プレイやコンサート、バーなどで音楽を大きい音量で聞くことで11億人の若者たちが聴覚に永久的にダメージを受けるリスクを負っていると発表しました。12歳から35歳の4300万人が聴覚を失っており、その数は増加傾向にあります。そのうち先進国の人々では半分の人が個人で音楽を聴く際に危険な音量で聴いていました。また 40% はクラブやバーで危険な音量にさらされていました。アメリカのティーネイジャーでは1994年に 3.5% が聴覚を失っていたのに対し、2006年には 5.3% に増加しています。WHO はこれは大きなダメージを与えている割に認知度が低いが簡単に防ぐことができるとして、ボリュームを下げて音楽を聴くことと、毎日10時間など長時間音楽を聴いている人へは1日1時間程度にとどめて耳へのダメージを少なくすることを推奨しています。
According to the World Health Organization, 1.1 billion teenagers and young adults are at risk of permanently damaging their hearing by listening to too much loud musicThe WHO figures show that 43 million people aged 12 to 25 have permanent hearing loss, and about half of people in developed countries were found to be listening to music too loudly. The proportion of U.S. teenagers with hearing loss went from 3.5% in 1994 to 5.3% in 2006. WHO Director for Injury Prevention, Dr. Etienne Krug, said the following about hearing loss. What we're trying to do is raise awareness of an issue that is not talked about enough, but has the potential to do a lot of damage that can be easily prevented. The WHO advocates not only keeping the volume down, but limiting listening time to less than 1 hour per day.
そう、私よくマイケルに言われてるじゃん、耳が壊れてあのシーンとしてるとボワーンってキーンってなっちゃうから、それ多分クラブとかのせいだと思うんだけどさ。
フェリア。
そう。でも。
Vanity.
I have to say, I'm really hoping that my fiance is listening to this right now, because なんかすごい大きい音で聞く人多くない男性って。
いや、
私の彼氏もそうなんだけど、あの音楽一緒に聞こうとするともうめっちゃ 私的には蝶とかでかいの。でも多分慣れちゃうとさ、ずっと大きい音で聞いちゃうじゃん。
Well, I think people's ears, are different too.
Yeah, for sure. So, for sure.
Just even if you listen to someone else's and it sounds really loud to you, maybe your ears are just more sensitive.
Maybe. But like, I don't know.でも結構なんか unhealthy な感じしない？あんまり大きい音で聞いてると確かに。
Well, I think the kind of the what you're using to listen to the music is really important. For example, if you don't use the sound, so some of them have a seal. You know, you put the like earphones with the like gomu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It
そうね、あの密封しちゃうやつね、耳を。
Yeah, you can't really hear your surroundings so much.
はいはい、私今持ってるこれ。
So, yeah, I think those are much better for your ears because you can have the volume so much lower.
Right, right,
But
right.
if you use like the plastic, Apple,
安いやつね。
Like the one,
Apple のやつ。
ついてくるやつ。
ついてくる。
That shit, those earphones, like you have to turn it up a lot.
そうだね、
because
そうそうそう。
It's 聞こえないからね。All like, yeah, it's just leaking out of your ears.
Yeah.
And then, so you don't get any bass unless you turn it way up. And by that point, the trebles are so loud that it's definitely causing hearing damage.
So,
I think it's like what you use to listen to music that is really important.
Yeah. まあ、あとどんな音楽とかにもよるだろうしね。
What?
Like, まあ、なんかヒーリングミュージックみたいなさ、そんな別に大きい音にしないでもいいじゃん とか、でもメタルとか聞いてたらさ、あんまちっちゃい音で聞いても楽しくないじゃん。
You think metal's bad for your ears?
No, I'm just saying that you might want it to be in
louder.
Bigger, yeah, volume than when you're listening to like Enya.
Enya
大音量で聞く人いないじゃん、多分。
Evanescence causes hearing damage.
Oh yeah. 懐かしいんだよ。ちょっとうちら古臭いよ。エンヤとか、yeah. Evanescence とかさ。
No, like it like came on in the gym like a month ago or something, and I was just like,
okay.
I can't work out to this.
ね、ちょっとしかもワークアウトに向いてなさそうだね。
What's with the music they play at the gyms? You can't work out to like Katy Perry or Evanescence or.
まあ、Katy Perry の方がまだマシかな。Evanescence is too dark.It's like 部屋に引きこもって聞きたいじゃん、どちらかというと。
Yeah, it's just like what happened to you? What horrible, horrible thing happened to you?
そうね、
like, what is this pain I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Because I don't quite relate to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty dark and it was all about blood and
They were huge
tourniquet.
Though for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had their CD. So, でもさ、なんか音楽を1日1時間以下って言われるとさ
That's bullshit. There's no way. Like,
でなんか、ね、
just turn the volume down a little
でもこの1時間って言った人も結構なんか、まあこれは適当だけどみたいな感じで一応言ってたんだけどね、
yeah.
For his or her defense.
Well, I agree with that part.
そう、1時間。まあ、しかも自分では分かんないからね。だからなんか、ライブとかクラブ行った後に外出ると耳がボワーっとしてるじゃん。あれがだからダメな状態なんでしょ、きっと。耳が痛んでますってことでしょ、要は。
Yeah, well, they play music way too loud at live events, usually.
Yeah. それが楽しいんだけどね。But...
I see people take their children to clubs.
What?
Or not clubs, but live events. When they have, like, concerts and stuff, like, little kids go. Like, people take their little kids...
Yeah.
But it's like, do you realize the kind of damage that's being done to your kids' ears right now?
Yeah.
They play music really loud sometimes.
そうね。
Especially electric guitar can get really loud.
あ、そうだね。まあでもそれが楽しいんだよね。どうしたらいいんだろうね。そのライブをさ、する側がもうちょっとじゃあ音量下げなきゃいけないのかね。みんなの健康のために。
Well, what they can do is they can just have... They could just regulate it with decibel meters. So, you know, when they have a concert, they would just have, you know, the venue would just have one decibel meter in one particular location, and they could use that to calibrate volume. But they don't. They just kind of go by, you know,
whatever. ね、どうやってあれって決めてんだろうね。毎回だってきっとその、 ライブの演出してる人が決めてるんでしょ、どんぐらいの音にするかって。それともだいたい業界で決まってんのかね。
I think the performers often、have a lot of influence over that.
Really?
Yeah,
they have
some,
a say?
Yeah, some bands are just super loud, always.
Hmm.そうか。
And you see them up there on stage. Sometimes they have earphones, or not earphones, but earplugs in. Like people play with earplugs in.
Really?
Yeah, because the speakers are on the stage.
Ah,
typically,
right, right.
So they're like right next to it.
Right, right.
And that's their job.
God, that must be so bad for them.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on with all these like artists? Like,
I have hearing damage from electric guitar for sure.
自分で練習してた時にってこと、
うん、
ああ、
Because the lowest setting on my amp, I have a 100 watt、like Fender、
okay.
solid state amp that where the absolute lowest setting is loud enough to damage your hearing.
Oh god.
Like for sure.、They're just made that way.、
あとゲームとかもそうじゃない？結構自分の部屋でさ、ヘッドフォンとかイヤフォンしてやる人もいるじゃん。
Yeah.
だからまあ何しろバランスが大事ってこと? I don't know. 1 hour? 無理。
I think people should listen to their environment more.
That's
something I was thinking. Again, when I was on that island, I was thinking that because some places were playing like some Eurotrance music. It's like I'm trying to listen、
oh,
to、
God.
the ocean. Like、
yeah.
what is this? I don't give a shit about your Eurotrance or whatever this is.
Yeah, that sucks.Especially at the beach.
Yeah. Anyone playing music at the beach, just fuck off.
Yeah. あとあれね、宣伝の車 CD とかの。あれ前も言ったかもしれないけど、あれ一番やめてほしくない？
Yeah.
めっちゃうるさいんだけど、あれで本当嫌いになるよね。
They don't really have rules about that here.
じゃない？いや、本当は多分なんか。
In a lot of other countries, they're very strict about noise pollution. But in Japan, they don't. It's probably like the.
そうね。ただ日本の
救急guys are.
ただ日本の救急車は意外といいと思う。なんかちゃんと聞こえる音だけどそんなにうるさくないじゃん。なんかドイツとか救急車の音やばいの、なんかもう本当に。拷問みたいな嫌がらせっていうかもう心臓がドキドキするし歩道歩いてる人がみんな耳塞ぐのね、
well,
そんぐらいやばいの
Because、yeah. you got all these people that are listening to loud music with their earphones and can't hear the emergency vehicle when they're driving
そういうこと？そういうこと？すごいの
cars are so soundproof too. If you're in like a brand new like Mercedes or something
そっかそっか
and you could have an ambulance right behind you and you don't hear shit
Really?
They're so soundproof
Huh?That's
the new、
weird.
new cars are.
That's、so、
you don't、
weird.
Notice that you close the door and it's like shoo, and it's just like
I don't get into those new cars. I don't、get into any car, so I wouldn't know.
そっか。
はい。電車人間だから。
次。Wealthy religious guru Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh persuaded around 400 of his estimated 50 million followers worldwide to cut off their own testicles.While this incident is believed to have occurred in 2000 at a hospital run by Ram Rahim, the details have only recently come to light. India's Central Bureau of Investigation has reportedly accused Ram Rahim of grievous bodily harm and he is under investigation. Rahim, who is 47 and dubbed the Guru in Bling, runs a social-political organization called Dera Sasha.Sauda and is estimated to be worth 4.8 billion yen.
世界に5000万人の信者を持つインドの宗教集団デラサーシャサウダを率い総資産48億円と言われる47歳のラムラヒムという男が400人の信者に自分の睾丸を切り落とさせていたことが分かりました。事件はラムラヒム自身が経営する病院で2000年に起きましたが今まで明るみに出ていませんでした。現在当局が調査を進めています。もう意味が分かんないんだけどこの宗教なのかさこのソーシャルポリティクス What social political organization、でしかも病院も持ってんでしょ、どういうことやりたい放題ってことお金ありすぎて
Yeah, he's ballin'. he's absolutely ballin'.
Yeah.
And you saw the video, yeah?
The movie trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. ちょっと思い出すだけで笑
っちゃう。Can you describe that trailer?
まあなんか要はこのラムラヒムっていう人のあれだよね、ボリウッド映画デビューみたいな映画、まあ自分で作ってるんでしょうねきっと。それの予告編が YouTube にあるんだけど、ディスクライブできないよね。なんかまあアクション。
Well, it starts like a Steven Seagal movie.
You know,
he's just like fucking dudes up left and right. But he's like this fat Indian dude that is like blatantly out of shape.
そう、なんかちょっとね、小太りな感じの、まひげも生えた男性で、そう、本当さっき今マイケル言ったみたいに、スティーブン・セガールの映画みたいな感じで始まるんだけど、話があるのかもちょっとよくわかんない。でもね、それを見て、私は笑っちゃったんだけど、その下のコメント欄はもう称賛の嵐で、私がおかしいのかなって思っちゃうぐらい。
I'm not sure about this, but I think that movie might be loosely based on a true story or something.
What?
Like, I think the plot, the plot is like loosely based on. There was like some people were conspiring to kill him.
Okay.
And so I think the movie is kind of like,
まあでも loosely,
he can't be
loosely.
Killed. He's too badass.
Yeah.
But I mean, what a character! And 50 million followers worldwide.
すごいよね。
If you he has his own Vivo. Channel on
wow.
YouTube and
okay.
he's getting like millions of views on YouTube.
すごいな。And これは何を言ってる宗教なの？でも何がメインの？なんていうの？
I don't know what the main
ポイントなの。
I don't know what the main thing is with that. I don't even know what that his religion is called. It's just people just follow Ram Rahim.And
okay.
he was actually selected by the previous leader of this crazy group.
そういうことか。
I don't know, it's really confusing. But they have these gurus in India. In India, these social, political, religious group leader people, like, they're kind of common. This is like, not normal, but...
でもなんでさ、睾丸を切り落とさせるの？
Well, according to...one of the people who had his balls cut off and then regretted it and has hired a lawyer, that guy's lawyer said that Ram Rahim Singh told them that the only way that they would be able to meet God is if they were castrated.
Okay.
So you have to cut your balls off to meet God is what he told these God. 400 people.
What?
And so that resulted in the removal of some 800 balls.And now we're here.
Oh my God! 自分のさ、玉をさ、切り落とした後に後悔するってもうどんだけの後悔よって感じじゃない？ You know what I mean? It's like, やんなきゃよかったじゃもうすまないよね。
Well, if you don't cut your balls off and then you can't meet God, you might regret that too. Is what Ram Rahim's angle would be.
でも切ってみたけど神に会えなかったから後悔するわけでしょ。
Well, I don't think that happens until after you die. I think you have to be castrated and then die and then you can meet God. Isn't that
how it works? そういう意味。
Right?
そんなトリックみたいなことだったの。
Yeah, I'd wait till the very last second. Like, I'm on my deathbed and it's like,
yeah,
all right, like, now you can cut my balls off.
Yeah, you're like 97.
Yeah.
Yeah.そうだね。それまでどうせなら待ちたいよね。今やんなくてもいいやみたいな。
Yeah, his、
oh、my
so he's got this song on YouTube called Love Charger. It、
oh、
is it is horrible.
Can you sing? Can you sing it for us?
We could maybe we could. I don't know if we could play it. We probably don't. You probably need
is
some
it,
rights.
Is it in English?
Yeah, he's just like it's like.I've got the love charger. I've got the love. It's just like over and over. It's horrible.
Okay.
He just says love charger over and over.
じゃあ別にそのメッセージがあるわけではないのか、歌詞とかに。
I don't know. I didn't
okay.
stick around for the whole video. But in the music video, they show him on stage. And
okay.
he's so sweaty. He's got all this like bling on. He's wearing like gold
okay.
chains and like some crazy like studded...metal studded vest
yeah.
with like a skull on the back or something, and he's It's got like, it's like cut off sleeves, like jean vest.
どういう経路でお金集めてるのかね、彼は。どうやってそんな大金持ちに。
I don't know, but I mean, he's running a, he has his own hospital.
ね。
who does that?
ね。すごいよね。繁栄しすぎじゃん。
When I was looking into this guy, I came across a case where there was another guru by the name of Ashutosh Maharaj, and he was certified deceased by medical examiners last year, but his followers took his body and froze his body because his followers believe that he's merely in a state of deep meditation called samadhi. So he's not actually dead.
Okay.
The doctor, the medical examiners are confused.
Right.
And he's just meditating. He right. just, he just decomposes while he meditates. That's how he, you know.
Yeah. まあそっちの方が正直、あの、理解っていうか、理解はできる。Mm. あの、別に誰も害がないじゃん。もうだってその人死んでんでしょ、もともと。
うん。
あの、即身仏みたいな。あの、あるじゃん。昔も、あの、お坊さんがさ、地下に埋めてもらって、竹筒から空気を吸ってさ、
うん、
で、どんどん、こう、まあ、餓死して衰弱死していくんだけど、その間に、こう、きちんと座禅を組んだ形にして、でも、そのままの形でミイラになるみたいな。
うん。
でまあそれは別にね、なんていうの、個人の自由だし。
Well, that's still crazy, but...
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you want to do it, go ahead, right? And if you want to follow him, then... Yeah, sure, but... この400人に balls を切り落とさせるのはちょっとさすがにね。なんか、なんの
What was his motive?
そうそうそう、それが意味がわかんない。ね。彼は何を得るの、それで。
This dude is just...power tripping hard. If you watch the music video, it's just him.
He's like on.
He, yeah, he's this guy is power tripping harder than anyone I've ever seen on the internet.
そうだね。
But the crowds at his concerts are unbelievable.
Yeah.
The number of people there, it's just an ocean of people,
yeah.
like as far as you can see, all worshiping this one guy. Like his
wow.
his Love Charger song is a huge,
wow.
huge.Hit.
Wow. だからやっぱ世界は広いよね。
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe someone, maybe some of our listeners will like that song. I don't know.
うん。だって本当さっきの映画の予告編の YouTube のコメント見てただけでやっぱりなんか I had this trippy moment. Like, am I wrong? like, am I the
Watching
weird
his
one?
Video?
Yeah. Like,
yeah. You could get drawn into it. Start worshipping.Rahim Singh.
I probably couldn't, but the fact that I couldn't, like looking at these comments praising him, it's like, 私が is yeah, it just
they,
me who doesn't get
they,
it?
They have so much confidence that this guy
yeah,
is the shit.
そう、すごいよ。
Yeah.
なんかめっちゃ褒めてるからね。
Australian Jesus.
Oh.
Australian.
何 update あんの?
No. But Australian Jesus would be like.A good Western equivalent. Well, not really Western, but yeah. For
but something Australian like this. Jesus was more like hippie, right? Like he wasn't making movies and he didn't own a hospital. And
oh, Australian Jesus has his huge compound isolated from society way out in the middle of nowhere in
yeah,
Australia.
Yeah, that's kind
of
like Charles、
and、
Manson,
like,
no? Like, あんまりお金はいらないみたいな。
Everyone has to see the Australian Jesus documentary on YouTube if you haven't seen it, because it is
trippy.
It's tremendous. Yeah.
このでも、いや、このラム・ラヒムさんね、ちょっと面白いよね。
Cults are so interesting.
I know.
Cults just tell us so much about human nature.
Yeah.
And how people are really susceptible.
Yeah.
To being controlled by.These strange figures.
あのジーザスキャンプ、ジーザスキャンプの模様というか様子 YouTube でよくあるけど、
うん、
あれも相当すごい。なんかもう子供たちがみんなトランス状態みたいになってて、なんていうのもう違うメンタル状態。
Yeah.
And then they're just kind of saying stuff like how Harry Potter is evil とかなんかそういう。なんていうの、うちらの常識ではちょっとあまり考えられないような。
Do you know about speaking in tongues?
No.
So in a lot of these cults, people start speaking in tongues. And I'm not sure what it is exactly, but it's like the, like when people are possessed, they'll be like,
I know that. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
like
yeah,
a
that's
really
crazy.
Common like phenomenon.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
Australian
yeah.
Jesus kind of is like hypnotizes people in some weird way with his
okay.
his flowing golden locks of hair. And they just start seizing in their chair. They're just like shaking back and forth. They start convulsing.
Wow.
And he does it to like anyone who goes up on stage and sits in that chair. And there are so many cults like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And usually these cults result in mass suicide. Not usually, but many. Oftentimes it does. You know, like drinking the Kool-Aid is an expression in English. It's like, oh, you're drinking the Kool-Aid.
Right.
Or to drink the Kool-Aid means you've fallen into some bullshit and wasn't it like Heaven's Gate? Was it? The Kool-Aid incident, or they made this Kool-Aid and it was poisoned. They all killed themselves.
Right.
Mass suicide.
Right. まああとあれだよね。強制
It's a weird ending for cults.
強制的にこう自殺させられるとかもあったしね、昔ね。すごい大量の人が。 But yeah, it's really beyond comprehension.
So what
to me?
It's kind of I'm thinking of that because this guy made all these people have their balls cut off. Like, why are the leaders making their followers harm themselves?
Yeah.
En masse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so fucked up.
It is so fucked up. And it's crazy how this one person can have so much influence on so many people.
Yeah. What is that it factor that makes you a successful cult leader?
ね、しかも大体さ、チャールズ・マンソンとかもこの彼もそうだけど、別になんていうの、ただの人なんていうの、そんな、例えばすごいイケメンとか、別にそんなわけじゃないのに、
yeah.
女性がみんなすごい群がったりとかさ、
yeah.
チャールズ・マンソンなんてすごい背もね、ちっちゃくてヒョロヒョロのさ、ロン毛のただのおじさんだけど。
I think a lot of it's confidence. There's like a weird confidence, a weird...、
Yeah.
A way of speaking and,、
yeah.
and just an ability to there's definitely some high level of social intelligence to any cult leader、
mm.
to be a cult leader you have to have some sort of tremendous social intelligence、
mm. ね、まあだからあれだもオウムとかもねすごい、
yeah.
あの高学歴の人がいっぱい幹部とかになって騙されたりしてたし yeah.
yeah
it's pretty crazy
let's avoid cults
Yeah.
People. According to the U.S. Air Force, a weather satellite providing real-time reports to the Navy and Air Force exploded into 43 separate fragments following what is being called a catastrophic event. The incident was only made public after questions were asked by a space news website regarding what was reported to be a debris event by a senior research astrodynamist. Or astrodynamist. Okay.astrodynamicist in Colorado. I don't know if I've ever said that word before. The satellite was originally launched in 1995.
アメリカ海軍と空軍にリアルタイムで情報を送っていた気象衛星が爆発してバラバラになりました。これはコロラドの宇宙力学者が観測した宇宙ゴミに関しての空軍へのメディアからの質問で初めて明らかになりました。この衛星は1995年に打ち上げられたものでした。何があったの?
I don't think they're sure, but they do know that it got really hot.
Okay.
Before exploding.
自爆したってこと?
Well, it was probably an issue with its fuel.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, since it exploded.
Mm.
It's possible it was hit with orbital debris.There's a lot of orbital debris that we're not tracking that、
okay.
could have hit it. Even if a paint fleck hit it,
yeah,
it would be problematic. So,
これさなくなっちゃったら今何使ってんのじゃ?
Well, there's more. I forget how many of these DMSP weather satellites were operational in that particular constellation.Of
okay.
satellites, but
okay.
this was the oldest one, and it, according to the U.S. Air Force, it was just in a kind of backup state. So it was just
okay.
Like a reserve satellite.
じゃあ別にそんなすごい困るとかいうわけじゃないってこと?
Yeah. Although people have been reporting some problems, with obtaining weather data since it was destroyed.
Okay.
So there's some conflicting reports there.
Hmm.
But this was the oldest operational satellite in that arrangement of satellites for the weather. I mean, it was launched in 1995.
Yeah.
So it's been up there for a while.
Weather is such a mystery to me because I've never looked into it.
Like weather?
Weather reports, like
the technology involved with weather.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like 気象予報に関して、なんか何にも知らないからマジ全てが謎なんだけど。なんか天気予報は見るけど。
Do you know about like cold fronts or like high pressure, low pressure?
それが全然わかんないの。だからテレビでさ説明するじゃん。今低気圧が上空をなんたらとか。Like, I know that like 低気圧 is bad because I get headaches.
No, it's good.
Because I get headaches.
High pressure is good.
But like, yeah, I really have no idea what they're saying.
Mm.
Does anyone?
I think so. You're supposed
to. Is it just me?
You're supposed to learn about it in school.
Yeah, 習ったけど.
But you don't really learn about it in the. You don't really learn about it in the way that the information is delivered to you. On television, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You learn about like types of clouds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which they never talk about in the weather forecast. It's not like, oh, and this type of cloud is coming. They don't even talk
sometimes,
about.
Sometimes, like 積乱雲とかがなんちゃらですとかよく、たまに夏とか見るけど、でもそう何にもわかん。てかそうなの？私だけ？みんなわかってんの？
I don't know. I know that there's.
I don't know. I just was never interested when I was younger, and
it is interesting though. I think it really is interesting. The weather is super interesting.
Yeah, like I have no idea how they are predicting weather.
But it's also very difficult and highly technical, and it's improving all the time. I think.
しかもなんかさ、見るサイトによって全然違ったりするじゃん。
Yeah.
言ってることが、それとかもさ、like how. How does that happen? So it's really up to this person who's predicting it.
Well,
like who's reading all these like 気圧の変化とか.
I think most websites are just getting it from some agency.
Okay.
Yeah, huh. And there's probably a few agencies. There's probably I don't know.
なんかさ、Google でさ、東京天気ってやると出てくるじゃん、iPhone だと。あれがさ一番正しいと思ってんだけど私はなんか iPhone の元々の天気のやついつも超外れてない?
Yeah.
なんでいつも外れてんの? 意味がわかんない
I don't know. What's interesting to me is the way that weather behaves in different places. So for example, in Tokyo, oftentimes it's overcast or it's clear skies. You don't really get the big puffy white clouds everywhere that often in Tokyo. And when it rains, it usually rains all day.
Yeah.
But in Hawaii, it never rains all day. I mean, sometimes it'll rain if there's some storm or something, some major storm, then it might rain for a few days. And it depends like where exactly on the island you are.
Yeah.
But it's very common for it to rain for 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like raining for 20 minutes happens all the time in some places. That
yeah.
never happens in Tokyo.
そうだね。Yeah.
Right?
そう、日本だと結構さ、日本っていうか東京だとさ、ちょっと小雨になってきたら絶対その後ガーって強く降るじゃん、大体。だからみんなちょっとでも傘差すじゃん。
Yeah.
でもさ、海外の人が日本に来るとさ、日本人ってこんなちょっとの雨ですぐ傘差すんだとか言われるけどさ、いや、もっとこれから降るから、
yeah.
そうから刺すしかないんだよみたいな、
yeah.
びっちょびちょになっちゃうからね。そう、国とか地域によって全然違うよね、
yeah.
とか多分東京の外もきっと違うの。誰か来たよ。
Hold on. OK.
いや、次の特別編のゲストがね今到着しました。
Yep. Where were we?
Weather forecast.
Satellite, ne? Weather の話ね。
Yeah. Next? Unless there was something you wanted to say.
Well, just, I wanted to draw some attention to just the orbital debris problem. One interesting incident is, do you know about the 2007 Chinese anti-satellite missile test? So in 2007, the Chinese military like shot down a satellite to see what would happen. And that produced 2,300 debris.
Oh my god.
Objects that were golf ball size.
Oh my god.
Or larger. And then it also produced 35,000 objects 1 centimeter, between 1 centimeter and the golf ball size.
Okay.
Like 5 centimeters. And over 1 million pieces that were 1 millimeter or larger.
Jeez.
Yeah. And so currently, there are tens of millions of pieces of debris in orbit around Earth, and all of them are from man-made
sources.
So right now, they're tracking. Right now, they're able to track some 19,000 objects that are larger than 10 centimeters and some 500,000 objects between 1 and 10 centimeters. And then there are tens of millions of objects that are smaller than 1 centimeter that we can't really track effectively.
Are they ever trying to figure out how to get rid of them?
So the biggest fear they have right now is something called the Kessler syndrome, where because the chance of a collision is influenced by the number of objects that are orbiting there in space, there's some density at which there's going to be a runaway chain reaction where all the debris will just keep creating more and more littler pieces of debris. And then the space around Earth will become unusable.
Yeah.
And we're actually like close to that happening.
Okay.
So this is like a pretty serious problem that no one ever talks about.
Right.
Because this satellite that exploded only produced 43 fragments. But if one fragment hits another fragment, that can produce thousands.
Yeah.
And those fragments will hit other fragments and produce millions.
Yeah.
And those fragments will hit other fragments and produce even more.
映画のグラビティ見てる時もそのことしか考えてなかったもん、マミは。You know, like, everything keeps exploding. And I was like...Oh my god, like, 宇宙ゴミがやばいみたいな。
Yeah.
誰も心配してないけど。
Yeah, that scene didn't actually make sense in the movie, but I won't comment on that.
次?
A new documentary titled Under the Dome has gone viral on Chinese video sites, racking up over 100 million hits within days of being released online. The documentary follows an investigative reporter named Chai Jing, who reveals the dire state of air pollution in China,and condemns elements of government responsible for the lack of environmental enforcement. Thanks to widespread use of coal and gasoline, China has some of the worst and most polluted skies in the world. Recently, extreme pollution episodes in Beijing led the mayor to declare the city unlivable.
中国の動画サイトで Under the Dome というドキュメンタリー動画が公開され、数日間で1億回以上再生されています。このドキュメンタリーはジャーナリストのチャイ・ジンさんが逼迫した中国の大気汚染の実情に迫ったもので政府の責任を追及しています。石炭とガソリンの広い普及により中国の空はひどく汚染されています。1月には北京の市長が北京は住む場所ではないと発言し話題になりました。
Yep.
Yep. So, have you seen this? Can we see this?
Yeah, yeah. You can see it. I was...watching it online. I haven't seen the whole thing yet. But it looks quite well made. It's kind of similar to An Inconvenient Truth, which is the video about climate change.
Goa-san のやつ。
Yeah. It's similar to that, but it's like the air pollution version in Chinese. So it's subtitled.
Okay.
In English.
Right. ただで誰でも見れるんだよ。
So it's estimatedthat there are some 350,000 to 500,000 premature deaths in China attributed to air pollution.
Oh God.
Per year. And so it's pretty serious. We talk about air pollution all the time. I feel like we're the only ones really taking this seriously. There's no change, you know?
So, but were you saying that they have a relatively good system of making companies pay?
In China, yeah. Yeah. It's better than here.
Right?
And yeah, it's better than in the U.S.
At least
the direction is more positive.
Yeah.
Because look what they're doing in the U.S. with the bituminous sands and the fracking.
Yeah.
And, you know, so oil is so cheap now. So people are just like, oh, well, let's import all the oil from Saudi Arabia and UAE. And they're buying the oil from terrorists and the whole thing's a mess.
Like, there's... I have a friend who lives in, like, a... 結構タワーマンションみたいな、香港の。で、こう3年前に撮った景色の写真と、今撮った写真と、もう全然、なんか、3年前の写真はすごい海が綺麗に見えてて、いろんな建物とか見えて、すごい綺麗な景色なんだけど、今もう全部灰色で、雲に覆われちゃって何も見えない。なんか海があることすらわからないみたいな感じ。
You know what's kind of weird? So, I was feeling kind of ill when I left here to go to that island that I went to in Indonesia. Sniffling and just kind of... I feel like I always have some sort of minor breathing issue. You know, like just sniffling. You know what I mean? Just irritated.
Yeah.
And I get to that island and they have no cars there. Cars are banned. Bikes are banned.
That's awesome.
Anything that produces pollution is banned on that island, pretty much.
Perfect.
So people just get around with horses and ride bicycles and stuff.
Yeah.
But the air quality there is ridiculous.
まあでしょうね。
And you never smell exhaust.
Right.
I didn't smell it even once the whole time I was there. That's how it should be.
ね。
It's so much better.
まあ特に、I mean, we're sitting like in the middle of Tokyo right now, which never helps.
But there's no reason why the middle of Tokyo couldn't have perfect air. There's no reason why that couldn't be the case.
Right. Yeah. そうね。まあ経済を重視して考えちゃうとね。
And, well, according to Deutsche Bank, 30 countries have reached grid parity with solar power. So that means solar power is competitive with grid power.
Right, right.
You know, and that's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. So hopefully things are shift, you know, in a cleaner direction.
Yeah. スピードの問題なんだよね、なんか多分。そういうなんかこう技術に到達するのは、まあ多分いつかは到達するの分かってるけど、そこにたどり着くまでに間に合うのかっていう。そういうものが普及するまでに果たして。
Well, people thought solar was going to be huge in like the mid 80s and stuff.
Yeah.
They thought that.
Well, even recently, and then all the solar power companies in Europe went bankrupt and stuff because, you know, all the Chinese companies entered the market and started selling it really, really cheap. That was kind of weird too. That was like a really weird...
Well, I think that's okay.
Situation.
That's okay, isn't it?
For consumers, I guess.
Yeah, and that's the point.
Yeah.
Business is never not about the consumer.
But then, like, 自国のそういう企業がうまくいってないと、なんていうの？なんかもうソーラーは終わったみたいな感じの。
Well, that's what
世論になって。
It's funny because that's what happened with oil recently. People say like, well, why did the oil crash? And so many economists are saying, well, nobody saw this coming. Like, we don't know why oil crashed. Well, the supply was flooded. You have fracking in the continental United States. You've got the bituminous sands being imported from Canada. Mm. And then you have OPEC. You've got, you know, Saudi and UAE. And they didn't dial back their oil sales. They said, oh, we're okay selling it super cheap and undercutting fracking and undercutting the bituminous sands.
Yeah.
So that's what they did. And that's kind of what China did to solar in Europe.
Yeah. It's weird.
But that also affects the alternative energy industry. You know,
yeah,
undercutting with low oil prices.
Yeah.
So like electric vehicles are struggling right now.
そうなんだよね。なんかこう全部つながってるからおかしなことになっちゃうんだよね、すぐ。Oh well. Okay.
That's it, yeah.
お話は終わり。先週だ。先週あのカーボーイ聞いてたら、あの爆笑問題の2人に送った宇宙トレーナーが届いたみたいで、
yes.
なんかすごい太田さんがすごいいいセンスしてるねって褒めてたよ。デザインマイケルがデザインしたやつ。
ナイス。
そう、ありがとうございました。でなんかしかもね、そうだ、あの太田さんの結婚25周年の、 あのお祝いの時にそれを着てくれてて、で太田さんの奥様がそれをツイートしてて、すごいびっくりした。It's like, oh my god, he's wearing it みたいな、
yeah.
しかもそのなんか大事な写真の時に、So yeah, it was really really awesome, thank you、and、あ、そう、しかもね、なんかあの厚切りジェイソンがあのこれを聞いてくれてるみたいで、ツイッターで話してくれたんだけど、そしたらなんかそれと全然関係ないところで、太田さんも厚切りジェイソンすごい好きって言ってて、なんか分かんないけど嬉しかった。Anyway,
I wish you get him on.
そうだね、厚切りジェイソン聞いてたら、阿佐ヶ谷に遊びに。
I'm not familiar with his material.
I love his net. It's so funny. And
oh, Android.
あ、そうそうそうそう。
Android app.
Yeah.
Is available.
Yay! Finally!
On the Google Play Store.
じゃあ、Android の人も、文字起こしのテキストを購入できるようになったということなので、Google Play Store からアプリを無料でダウンロードしてみてください。
バグったら教えてください。
はい、バグったらマイケルに Twitter で教えてあげてください。マイケルがため息つきながら直してくれる。そうで、iPhone の方も引き続き、あのアプリから文字起こし購入できるので、お願いしますっていうのと、Amazon でまだ宇宙トレーナー売ってますので、ぜひ興味ある方はお願いします。あとマミのコラム、昨日だっけな、昨日ぐらいに出てるので、見てみてください。終わりかな
？Anything else？I
don't think so. Right？
No.
Yeah.そう、引き続き Twitter、Facebook、Instagram、お願いします。質問は Twitter で、
はい、
終わり、
以上です。
バイ
バイ。
OK。